שלום חברים, אנחנו בשיעור.
Hello friends. We're in a lesson on the topic of growing further in order to grow closer. Reading selected excerpts from the sources. You may ask questions in the Aravut system or on kab.tv. Selected questions will be aired during the lesson. Growing further in order to grow closer.
Our whole development starts with us developing on the levels of the still, vegetative and animate. And later on, of course, the speaking level. And the development on all of these degrees is that we feel in each and every degree a deficiency, and then through this deficiency, when we actualize it, when we process it correctly, when we fulfill it, then we rise to the next degree. This is how the cells develop on the levels of the still from the elementary particles, and then on the degree of the vegetative, which already has an inner software. And later on the animate level, when it already feels itself more to the extent that it is lacking and to the extent that it wants to have, and then the degree of the speaking. The speaking is a special degree where it's not only does it lack what it wants to have, but also what it wants to attain, to achieve from outside of itself, which is the upper force, the creator. Towards this, his desire develops. And therefore, the entire development, this is what I'd like to say, is that the entire development comes only of us beginning to feel a deficiency. And following that, the next degree develops, it becomes revealed in our awareness, our understanding, our ability, etc. And this is on all of the degrees. However, on the degree of the speaking, our development is through a very special deficiency and accordingly a very special feeling that we begin to feel how much all of our forces, our laws in which we exist on the levels of the still, vegetative and animate, which are the degrees that exist in this world. In this world, we have no more than those three degrees, the still, vegetative, and animate. If we want to develop further, then we already have to discover distancing and growing farther and growing closer to the spiritual quality, that is, to the quality that exists and controls, rules the spiritual degree, the next world, the spiritual world. And this is why here we begin this development with feeling that we want something, but we don't know what it is. We want to do something between us, for ourselves, etc., but we don't understand, we don't feel, we have no orientation, can't find that thing towards which our yearning is developing, and we exist in a state of helplessness. And also, we feel here especially the delays, the rejection, the preventions, that we don't understand what is going on. For the first time in our life, we cannot see in a healthy way with our vision, with understanding, with our feeling, meaning with our mind and emotion. We don't understand what is happening to us. Why are we distancing from what we want to achieve? Why are we despairing and we disregard and reject what we want to get closer to. And here we therefore need help, and we need an explanation and support from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the forces, various forces that earlier we did not discover. However, now we are able to discover them. So the most important for us is to first of all understand that we're no longer operating in the zone of this world, because with our own forces we can no longer use them, not our mind nor our emotion or whatever we can detect and see and feel and understand, but rather here we have to acquire new qualities, a new emotion, a new mind, above whatever we had in this world. It's a new degree. And in order to acquire what we call a mind and a heart on the new level, we need to start to feel how much we lack that. And therefore, a development is arranged in such a way that we begin to see how much we have no orientation in those new states. This is actually a new world that is opening up before us, and we feel that we cannot grasp it, we cannot understand it, we cannot influence it and get some response that we can understand in our feeling, in our understanding, that it can be received. And this is the whole difficulty. But specifically in such a way, we have to grow in order to be free, independent. Later on, we will see that. Why did the Creator precisely arrange these things for us precisely? And then we will even say thank you very much to Him for the fact that He arranged our whole development and the whole of reality in such a way and not in a different way. So, the way we develop is that we are developing a new will to receive that pertains to the spiritual degree, which we do not have right now. And our development is arranged in such a way that we begin to feel that we lack something. And along with that, and this is in our feeling, and along with that, we also discover that we don't have the mind to understand, to get to know and to somehow manage and aim that new state, that new degree. That is, we are truly, entirely helpless. It's a nice state. It is a sign that we are truly entering a new place, a new reality. As we operate in our world with our brain and heart, the heart is the desire and the brain is the thought, how to process the desire, how to arrange it correctly so it can be filled. And really, our whole reality is about that. And here, we need to understand that the desire is arranged for us from above. And the fact that we have preventions and helplessness, and we want something, but we don't quite know what it is. This is in our heart, in our desire. However, in order to arrange this desire and to fulfill it, that we cannot do. Here we already need to start to be concerned about assembling the right vessel. That is, if we connect, as Baal HaSulam explains to us in the Ervut article, also the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah, and the Ervut, so then we can perform actions that draw the invite, the upper light, and then we arrange our desires that become revealed as deficiencies for what we don't quite know. It's a deficiency, we lack something. And this lack is revealed as darkness, feeling fogginess in our life, dissatisfaction. And when we take actions, as Rabash is explaining to us in his social articles, then we draw the force of the reforming light, and then we begin a bit more and more and more to understand what is happening to us in our this new desire that is revealed as darkness, as fog, as a lack of feeling, lack of spirit, and this is how we advance. That is, upon all of the desires that are revealed as darkness, fog, helplessness, seemingly some delays, we should immediately continue with one thing, connection between us in the group. As much as these things are seemingly different, unrelated, however, specifically by us connecting, trying to connect, we draw the reforming light. And it already takes care of our mood, our spirit, and all the questions we have that have appeared in us earlier. So let's read what it says in all of these excerpts. It is very important. According to that, we will know how to, as quickly as possible, to advance toward the new spiritual state. So please.
So we're reading from Growing Further in Order to Grow Closer, excerpt number one, Baal HaSulam. All the preventions and delays that appear before our eyes are but a form of nearing. The Creator wants to bring us closer. And all these preventions bring us only nearing, since without them we would have no possibility of approaching Him. This is so because by nature there is no greater distance as we are made of pure matter, while the Creator is higher than high. Only when one begins to approach does he begin to feel the distance between us. And any prevention one overcomes brings the way closer for that person. This is so because one grows accustomed to moving on a line of growing further. Hence, whenever one feels that he is distant, it does not induce any change in the process, since he knew in advance that he is moving on a line of growing further.
That is, these are two lines, or two legs, left and right, as much as with one leg or in one line, we feel ourselves as farther from the Creator. To the same extent, through the other line, we can advance towards Him. Therefore, to come closer means to make oneself greater through distancing in the desire, in the yearning, and to grow closer in the sense that in spite of it, we are ready to be in bestowal. And then these two lines actually come together. They join. I have a greater will to receive, and I accept it, I understand that this is how it should be. In my emotion, I cannot agree with it, but I rise above my empty will to receive that I have nothing, and I'm happy that I'm getting such a treatment, that I'm being given an empty will to receive, and I'm able to rise above it, above my own nature, above this world, that is. And then I begin to get closer to the Creator in the force of bestowal, even though I don't feel myself as full, but rather I feel myself as empty, I feel myself with deficiencies, and I'm happy that I feel myself in deficiencies. I don't understand, I don't feel, that doesn't matter. What is important for me is to be in bestowal, even though for me, I personally lack everything, but I make a restriction over it, and above it, I try to build my attitude to the world and to the Creator. And here, I begin to understand what does it mean righteous, what does it mean restriction, what does it mean bestowal, which is above the force of reception. What does it mean? Well, the whole matter of this new attitude, that in my vessels of reception, I begin to feel greater and greater emptiness, and I live it this way, and I overcome, and I accustom myself to be above it. And I just want to answer one thing. To what extent, above it, I want to connect with the friends. And here, I begin to feel that this is how it is built, how a new vessel is built in me, a new desire, a new attitude to spirituality. It seems odd. It seems to go against our logic. But if we will think about how is it possible to build the upper world, which is built not on vessels of reception, but on vessels of bestowal, where we don't have vessels of bestowal, but rather we build them out of the vessels of reception in the opposite form, then we will see that it is possible. That is, I have a will to receive, I can make a restriction on it, I can make of it the opposite, specifically the will to bestow, even though although I'm in the will to receive, above it I want to bestow, and by that I match myself, adapt myself to the Creator, and I become like Him, and to that extent I understand Him, I feel Him, I discover Him, and I'm adhered to Him. Of course, there are many questions about that. However, we simply in such a way will go forward in this way, as the subtitle is, growing further in order to get closer. That the egoistic desire is revealed more and more, and it demands fulfillment. And above it, specifically, I can take a step forward towards bestowal, because I take this desire in order to work above it. And this is how I advance. Okay.
Kalima,
Dudi, please.
Except number two, Rabash. When a person is in a state of lowliness, it is considered that the Creator has moved away from him, and he has no desire or yearning for the work. This is regarded as the Creator giving a person a shape of tastelessness about spirituality. Moreover, a person wants to escape and forget about the work altogether. This is regarded as the Creator showing him the achoraim, the posterior, the back. The panim, the face of the Creator, is his desire to do good to his creations. And the achoraim is the complete opposite. Why does the Creator show a person the posterior? Is it on purpose? For by this a person gets a thrust towards adhesion with the Creator. For he cannot remain in a state of lowliness. It follows that here, within the posterior, is the discernment of anterior panim.
This means that the Creator uses the will to receive that he created so that specifically by it, he can bring the person to the will to bestow. As much as he shows the person that he's not capable, that person is incapable within his will to receive anything, but rather specifically by rising above the will to receive and using the opposite force to the will to receive, then in such a way he eventually teaches the person, he obligates the person to work above the will to receive, meaning in the force of bestowal. Of course, the person doesn't have a force of bestowal, but using its opposite, which what he does by doing it above the will to receive, this is how he reaches the force of bestowal. So, the person receives a rejection from adhesion, and specifically out of that, he rises and he starts to build through the force of the society, through the force that he gets from above, from the Creator. He starts to build within himself the correct attitude to bestow. Please read it again.
Again, excerpt number 2, Rabash. When a person is in a state of lowliness, it is considered that the Creator has moved away from him, and he has no desire or yearning for the work. This is regarded as the Creator giving a person a shape of tastelessness about spirituality. Moreover, a person wants to escape and forget about the work altogether. This is regarded as the Creator showing him the achoraim, the posterior. The panim, the face anterior of the Creator, is his desire to do good to his creations. And the posterior is the complete opposite. Why does the Creator show a person the posterior? Is it on purpose? For by this a person gets a thrust towards adhesion with the Creator. For he cannot remain in a state of lowliness. It follows that here, within the posterior, is the discernment of anterior.
And we, accordingly, need to arrange such relations in our tents so that a person will not be able to stay in that state of lowliness, because through envy, lust, and honor, he will want to advance onward, he will want to get examples from the friends and to advance in this way. Number 3.
Excerpt number 3 from Zohar for All. According to the extent of the anterior of the degree, so is the extent of its posterior. The instilling of the anterior is a calling and an invitation to instill the posterior. This is why, by the measure of the concealment of the posterior that they attained, they knew the measure of disclosure that they were about to attain. As Rabbi Shimon heard, he was calling him Shimon and not Rabbi Shimon. This means that the instilling of the posterior, which is a calling, was so strong that he lost all his degrees and became a simple person, Shimon from the market, By that, he recognized that it was a calling and an invitation for a very high attainment of interior.
Yes, again, please.
Again, excerpt number 3. According to the extent of the panim, of the interior of the degree, so is the extent of its achoraim, posterior. The instilling of the posterior is a calling and an invitation to instill the anterior. This is why, by the measure of the concealment of the posterior that they attained, they knew the measure of disclosure that they were about to attain. As Rabbi Shimon heard, he was calling him Shimon and not Rabbi Shimon. This means that the instilling of the posterior, which is a calling, was so strong that he lost all his degrees and became a simple person, Shimon from the market. By that, he recognized that it was a calling and an invitation for a very high attainment of Panim.
Yes. And this is why, specifically when we are in falls, declines, a feeling of emptiness, helplessness, in states where it is impossible for us to be able to get out of it, and why, what for, there's nothing but just a feeling, nevertheless, that we are disconnected, but disconnected, nevertheless. Still, there remains a small thread of the spiritual state, so we need to understand that this specifically is a preparation in order to create, to attain a high spiritual degree, and we need to try to reach that. Everything is ahead of us. So, never despair. Build in the 10 and in the general kli that feeling that the worse it is a sign that it will be even better. That nothing good is revealed, fulfillment, attainment, without having before that specifically the opposite state, lack of understanding, lack of attainment, lack of forces, lack of desire. And from that, we go forward and advance. Okay? You were in number 3 or number 4?
We were at 3.
Let's read 4 and then we'll answer a few questions.
Excerpt number 4, Rabash. When a person feels that he is in exile, meaning feels the taste of exile in the work and wants to escape from the exile, the meaning will be that a person must believe that wherever they are exiled, the Shekhinah divinity is with them. That is, the divinity let him feel the taste of exile. With them means that divinity is attached to them, and they are not separated from divinity, that they should say that it is a descent. On the contrary, now divinity is giving him a push, so he will climb the degrees of holiness and dresses herself in a garment of descent. When a person knows and believes that this is so, it will encourage him so he does not escape the campaign or say that the work of bestowal is not for him because he always sees that he is in states of ascent and descent, and he sees no end to these states and falls into despair. But if he walks in the path of faith and believes in the words of our sages, then he must say the opposite.
Ken.
Yes, this means that the most important is that I need to see my connection with the group, that this thread, it is thin, but it remains. So then in each and every state that I'm in, the lowest one, nevertheless, there remains for me some thread of connection with spirituality through the group, so that then I can get back to it. And if I don't have a 10, then I simply come out of the spiritual state, the feeling of spirituality, the importance of spirituality, and then I have no guarantee. I have no strength that can support me, attach me to the good, correct future, because I lose out of myself any relation, any connection to spirituality. And therefore my work is, to the extent that I still feel and understand, or at least hear, that what is most important in spirituality is that spirituality is revealed in the group, in the connection between us, which is entirely in order to bestow. This is how we create it between us. So if I try as much as possible to create this network of connection, to make it in order to bestow, even in states where I don't feel that I have any desire and any need for it, however, I can still take part in it to some extent. I always try to participate in order to determine for myself in a state when I will fall from it, when I will come out of it, at least that connection with the 10, I have one end of the thread with me, but the other end of the thread is with the 10, so that then they will hold me, carry me, and as for me, even though I fell, I will be able to get up and advance towards them, and together with them, onward. So the most important thing that we have to care for is that we will have such a connection with the 10, so that at any time of trouble that may come, they will be able to, they will feel their obligation to carry me forward. And how do I guarantee that to myself? By the fact that I also connect to them in such a way. And inside, I want to promise, to guarantee to each and every one that I am willing to drag, to carry them, and to care to be the guarantor that each one of them will reach the goal. If we develop specifically this commitment, this arvut, then we begin to understand that arvut, it's not just that each one shall help his friend, but rather the arvut is in that I begin to care for them and not for myself. More and more, in such a way, I invest my forces and I am concerned about them, and my concern, just like towards my small children or my beloved friends, anything that is very precious to me, because they are parts of my soul. So when I begin to care in such a way that they will advance and that they will hold and that they will not fall, and I'm concerned about their mood, their spirit, their feeling of arvut, their feeling of confidence in the attainment of the goal, that they will have that, that in such a way, I actually establish my spiritual vessel, which exists entirely in them, in the first nine sefirot. And I exist as a supporter, as an organizer of that connection between these first nine sefirot, between my friends. And in that way, I establish my spiritual vessel in which I later discover the Creator. And this is how I advance. That is, specifically these states where we fall, we distance, those states are the ones that awaken me, that stimulate me to build a stronger connection, to care about states where we will grow closer and grow stronger. And this way we will build more and more that network that skeleton of our soul. And the difference between the soul of each one and the others is in that, in the extent that he operates, the extent that he works for the connection of all of his friends together, and to that extent, we thus establish our common shared vessel, where each one, according to his style, according to his Rishimot, his records, he is establishing the connection among everyone until we all become the complete ten sefirot of a single vessel. Okay. Well, let's start taking questions, like I promised. We will start with Ita 4. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Rav. Prima hai parlato di linea di destra e linea di sinistra con l'avvicinamento e la distanza. Come si relazionano queste due?
The right line and the left line, through them we advance in such a way that on the left line we're seemingly distancing, the will to receive becomes greater and greater. The right line, it's as if we're coming closer, it becomes more and more in order to bestow. And altogether, we are operating with both of them. What ties between the two of them is the Tzimtzum restriction and the Creator who is revealed before us as the goal. And then on the left and on the right, this is how we advance towards Him. It's an opposite work on the left and on the right, but along with that, it is a common work because this is how we see the Creator, from which both the darkness and the light emerge, the maker of light and the creator of darkness, and this is how we therefore also advance towards Him on both of our legs. And later on we learn, out of that we later develop all of our correct relations between parents and children, a husband and a wife, all of the contradictory things, we learn how to arrange them, connect them, out of this relation between the left and the right.
Thank you, Rav. The question is, how do we approach the work when the ego begins to make the calculation that it's better to be in connection than to remain in a feeling or a state of exile, like it's calculating for itself?
Whatever the ego does, the Creator does it. And we need to accept these things as the correct inputs for our advancement. It's not that we agree with it, but we have to accept them as the foundation. Of course, my will to receive will never be satisfied until we correct it, and to the extent that we correct it. And this is how I need to accept it and understand it, that it is helpmate against one. And to see that it is possible to advance, it is possible to work with it, however, we just have to know how. And this mastery of how to work with our will to receive so that it will even be in order to bestow, how to invert it. This is considered that we make out of the evil inclination the good inclination. It's an art. It's a mastery that we need to learn. However, if we relate to these things in a balanced, correct way, and we ask of the Creator, and we ask of the friends, and this is how we balance these things between us, then it becomes possible, and specifically in this way, we assemble the network from the bad and the good together so that the bad also works as good, and then we reach the corrections. It is a very beautiful work, very special one. There is none other like it in nature, in all of the worlds, that we invert the bad into good, and specifically in that bad, we attain the Creator. Right? According to the oppositeness of form between Him and the will to receive that He created. Here is all of our fulfillment out of the fact that these two opposite forms complement or complete one another. As it says that there is no greater joy than the untangling of the doubts. When two opposite things come together specifically and they reach complementation, it is an eruption of joy that there is none greater than that in the whole of nature. And this actually is what the Creator is waiting for. This is what He enjoys. He says, I created the evil inclination, and they invert it into such a form where we see that only good comes out of it.
Thank you, Rav.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav. Espero hacer bien.
Thank you, Rav. I hope that I'm asking correctly. When we work in the ten, we build the partzuf, each one with the qualities of the friends. And then, when these ten partzufim unite, this single partzuf, he turns to the panim, to the anterior of the Creator, it's not so. Rav, when we correct ourselves, then the correction, which is called the extent of bestowal that we build upon the extent of reception, that is always with facing the Creator. And by that we don't only face the Creator, we also enter connection until adhesion. The extent of connection and hug and kiss, there are many such degrees, until we reach adhesion. Adhesion is connection in all qualities between the Creator and all of the qualities of the created being. That is the state we reach.
Sorry, Rav, but if so, at the time that, until we reach this adhesion, we will feel the posterior of the Creator? Or will that be replaced between the posterior and the anterior in our feeling?
Of course it will change in many... It will change with many states, many manners, from anterior to posterior, in order for us to know exactly where we're at. And we can't see and feel how one state to its oppositeness, and that's how we are. We're alternating from one state to the next, from minus to plus, from bad to good, from hatred to love, in all different manners, until we decide how we can use the both of them in the middle line towards connection. So here we begin to see that also becoming more distant and disconnected and hatred, that also it has a role which is not less important, but and even more important than connection and love. That we as created beings can't feel love, adhesion, etc., without having the oppositeness there. That it is the advantage of light out of darkness. But that's where it's revealed. Okay? All right.
No, Kiev.
Well, Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, вопрос от десятки от нашей.
Yes, dear Rav. A question from our 10. How should we in the 10 create the conditions in that work of in order to receive, in order to invert it?
I don't
know what you mean. We must slowly, slowly advance according to how, to what we study, that love covers all crimes, that we need to reveal love, that we yearn for it, connection, and this hug, this completion. And if we don't discover it, we discover its oppositeness. We are then joyful for identifying where our evil inclination is and how we can grab it, work on it, until we turn it into goodness. We can do it ourselves fine, we'll do. If we find that we can't, then we're even happier, because by that we can turn to the Creator. And here, there is a question. Do we need, on the first hand, in the first place, to reach out to the Creator for Him to correct? But the question is, will we have a strong enough deficiency if we didn't first check that we're not able to do so and need it? So here, we need to work in order to, well, eventually, the action needs to end by us crying out to the Creator for help, by not being able to overcome this disturbance, and you have to help us. You have to. You built us this way. You made us this way. And you stabilized the will to receive in such a way. And we're not able to cope with it, and we shouldn't, because you created the will to receive in order for us to be able to adhere to you. And the will to receive is then a disturbance through which we can come to you like little kids, and we'll cry out that we're not able to do so. And then you will do it. That is called the Creator completes me. That's it. So to the extent we aim to build a relationship in the group, that from that relationship together we reach out to the Creator, together try. So by that we get ourselves used to, we get used to just advancing correctly from now until the end of correction.
There is our common appeal to the Creator, and there is the will to receive that is revealed in the sight of each friend in a form of a disturbance. But what does it mean that in the will to receive, we discover the Creator?
Didn't understand?
But again, you said 5 minutes ago that specifically inside the will to receive, we discover the oppositeness between us and our connection with the Creator. So how do we do it inside of our common appeal in the 10?
We ask for the connection between us, because through that connection, we enable the Creator the opportunity to be revealed. That's His entire joy, to be revealed among the lower ones. That's considered that the Creator wants to dwell among the lower ones. And that's what we need to do. We need to build a vessel. So this comes from us asking Him. But to ask Him, we can only do that. And we see that we're not capable of doing so. We don't want to do it. We are rejected from connection, or in a way that it's not really clear. Then we're not even having any care or concern for this connection. We forget about it. We become indifferent to it. No one speaks about it. It's as if this problem doesn't exist in front of our eyes. Our ego tries to conceal from us the problem of connection, that so that we won't work on it with full force, and that's the problem. And we can continue another year, another 10 years, another 20 years, no problem. You hear that there are many people that have been with us for 20 years already. Why? Because they don't emphasize the main problem, which is the connection between us, and from within that connection to reveal the Creator. So that isn't completely clear to them, and they're not helping one another to say and to point out that exactly here is the problem. And then continue. Another lesson and another one. And what can I do? I talk and continue because we at some point will ask ourselves to how long will this last when we come to a lesson without a result. There are results, but the results aren't in the main area, but things that are around it, in our understanding, in our feeling to an extent, slightly. We're advancing. We can't say we're not. We don't disregard that. We're doing actions. But such actions that the group comes and it gives a true... it strikes it like with a hammer. That we don't yet feel that there are such tens.
And in order for us to become such a ten, this is what we want in our ten, what should we do? So that we don't wait these 20 years, but rather that we will finish this and feel that indeed we made this... knocking with the hammer. How do we do it?
I don't know. Talk about it among yourselves. I talk about it all the time. So talk about it among yourselves.
But the question is, what is the criteria of a correct result out of the lesson in the 10?
Revelation of the deficiency for such a connection in which the Creator will be revealed. Revelation of the deficiency. We don't need to reach anything else. I don't need to reveal the Creator. I need to reveal the vessel in which the Creator is revealed and He'll be joyful from our work.
So,
as a result of the lesson, we should reach such a deficiency that we lack that. This is what we want, but we don't have it. Is that the right result?
Yes. Yes. But it's not that there you end it, that you discover this deficiency. No. This deficiency needs to turn into a prayer. And in that prayer, you demand of the Creator to respond to the prayer, to answer that prayer from His on His behalf. This isn't in words, really. It's more in the sensation of the heart. But it's possible that you also need to discuss this.
And how should we reach such a deficiency together in the lesson? Because we exist in a passive form.
Why? Why are you passive? One towards the other. It all depends on what you want to be behind the words. I don't understand. By passive, if you talk, then that's active. So maybe we'll have such a lesson that I talk for 5 minutes and then I leave. I disconnect. And you, among each other, can bring yourselves through connections, singing, or I don't know what, that you'll bring yourselves to such a state that it raises you to such a connection that the Creator is revealed, that you truly feel that you're building, that you're in a process of building the Kli.
No.
I think that the form of the lesson format is unrelated to this. I simply think that how In the lesson, can we reach such an incorporation that we will have a common deficiency? Should it be a prayer or?
We're not feeling the heart of the friend. I know that most likely he's aimed towards connection, like myself. A little more, a little less, doesn't matter. But I still am not feeling his heart. And here the question arises, how can we reach a state that we will feel this yearning together, that it in fact does awaken one another? So we need to work here on the connection of the hearts. And this comes only through the Creator. Because our heart is such an ego, it won't really let us connect. We can sometimes be inspired through some emotion, but it's not from the heart. It's from the impression of the heart. But from the heart, we need to ask from the Creator, that the Creator, He connects the hearts. He broke them into pieces. He broke them into pieces. Imagine that there was a single heart called Adam, and the Creator took this knife called ego, and He cut in all in one go this single heart, this collective heart, into 613 pieces, let's say. That's what He did. And these pieces are all wrapped around this shell of the ego, and no matter how he tries to find a way to connect to others, he cannot help. And that is in spite of the fact that we, each and every one, feels themselves in an egoistic wrapping, right? Like a piece of meat that you're given in the store, that it's wrapped in plastic. So we ask from the Creator to reconnect us. So the Creator reveals to what extent we're distant from each other, to the extent we're incapable through this plastic to be connected to one another. And we still yearn and ask as much as possible, more and more, and then this plastic, he helps us, that through him will connect between us. Intellectual, emotional, to understand that each and every piece of this piece of the heart of the soul of Adam HaRishon, it receives a rosh, it receives the understanding why it works this way, how it works, what needs to be done. Every piece of the 600,000 pieces, and more and more. And then it turns out that we start to understand this heart. The heart understands how do we need to connect, in what way, and how we can complete our feelings. And from that, to the extent that we begin to join through the Rosh, through this head that we build for every single piece, then from that we begin to understand the Creator, His work, and His work on us. And from your actions, I will know you. And by that we feel and we sense Him. Maybe such an example can be clearer. Yes, Dudi.
Now, the example is a very nice one, but how do we build the Rosh? How does each such piece build the Rosh?
The fact that each of us are in 10, and every 10 makes an effort to reach a single prayer to the Creator.
I'd like to ask about something strong you said before. You said a person can see it for 20 years, go around, a bit more understanding, a bit more emotion, but he doesn't come out of the lesson with a good outcome.
That too is good, because he's not leaving, he's under some care, but he's not on the degree that he once thought, that he'll jump forward, he'll be like hero, like Nachshon that jumps into the sea. No. He sees that he doesn't have enough strength, also towards the will to receive, of course, he finds how weak he is, and also towards the prayer that he is weak, and also towards the group that he's weak in connection. And that is why he, you know, but still he's in the general flow of those same people who are coming closer to the Creator. Still, the incarnation doesn't just go by without a purpose.
The fact that he's only gone, fine, good, I'm not slighting it, but he's weak in relation to connection, and that's the most important, that is our goal.
Look, yes, okay, yes, he's weak, so...
Okay, so what do you do for that? Do you agree with that state? Do you fight with that state?
And if he can't fight, so what will he do? Let's say now during the lesson he's ignited, he's on fire, I see people that are who want, and he leaves the lesson and he feels that life is pulling him back towards their corporeality, and he continues like the day before.
Yes. It feels like some sort of a decoration. Even if you want to connect, there's no way it will happen unless the Creator wants it.
That's on the condition that the group doesn't connect in order to eradicate their will to receive together. The group can invite the Creator and the Creator will do the work.
So what is the person able to do in such a state?
Only to awaken the friends. Alone, of course not. If he does it alone, then that is the shortest path to failure. He won't succeed because he's alone, and it will only strengthen him that he's not capable until he leaves.
But even his attempts throughout the years, his experience...
All these years he didn't do it correctly, and then he finally hears what needs to do.
What guarantees that the person will get out of that loop that he's been in all these years?
That the purpose of creation is ready for all, and we're all in that, in the corrected state, in our connection with the Creator, in the end of correction. It exists in the first place, but we only need to experience these things on ourselves in order to understand, to attain that state as it should be.
Yes, so my whole work is to awaken the friends. That's my point. That's my narrow place.
Eventually, yes. If I work on awakening the friends and not myself, that is the safest way to advance. First of all, there's also our egoistic desire that's involved in that, that I work on them. Yes. I'm activated by the ego on the one hand. On the other hand, when I awaken them, then they also in return awaken me, and that's how we advance.
To what exactly do I awaken them?
To connection, to the lesson, to adhesion, to understanding, to feeling. I'm constantly trying to bring them to a state that we are connected, that we need to reach the connection that the Creator becomes revealed in. What else is there to do? Our work is simple, only hard to execute. But it itself is simple.
Sì, maestro, buongiorno. Stavo ascoltando le domande e le risposte perché sono molto.
I was listening to the questions and answers. It's very close to my question. My question is, how can we
let our friends feel that there is no time and there's no place in spirituality.
We need to read about it together. It will be enough. Try it. Take a material about time, space, wherever Baal Salam writes about it, wherever it's written in the Zohar, and also in the introductions to it. And that will be enough. That will suffice. Mac 6.
Доброе утро, учитель. Вы сказали вот, что мы состояние в другое, пока не приходим.
You said that we jump from one state to another state until we reach a point in which we start to use both states. What is that moment when we manage to use both states in the group? Is that some special stage in our development?
That we can. We can use two states. That's already good. Meaning that a person blesses about the evil as he does about the goodness, because he understands that all these states come to take him forward, and then he's already advancing with two legs. He's not standing anymore. But even one that's standing, that's also not easy and also very respectable, that a person stands, even though the different states, they're trying to move him, but he's standing. He has the emotion, he has the understanding, he has the ability to stand in his place and not fall. That too is good. And if he finds, to the extent that he holds on to the friends, then he will not fall. And he stands together with them, and they advance together. We just need to develop all these things that we're saying. But here, exactly, in the understanding of the work in the group, we're building a system of the last generation. Every single ten. That's clear, right? Okay. Tel Aviv 4.
Hello, friends. Hello, Rav. Thank you. Maybe on the same topic, in one of our recent meetings, we try to scrutinize how do we truly create such a network in which we hold each and every friend, and how do we awaken the friends and create such an atmosphere which is only for advancement. But we couldn't find a way. We were thinking about roles. We tried to make it practical, but we weren't really successful in finding some way to do it. Can you give us an advice?
Advice to advance. You need to imagine what advancement is. How should that be expressed? And how everyone does towards that a certain action in order to reach that state. And to the extent he helps the others, that they'll advance towards this mutual state that you have decided on. It has to be like a work diary of the group. Try and do that. You remember that we once had the role of...
Well, we still have it, connection duty officers.
You even have that. It's called connection officers. Good, so you need to understand that these people, they're only on duty for one day. Right, but everyone needs not to support them, but to work together with them. And by that you'll advance.
Rav, can I ask another question? Can you please define what does it mean to be connection duty officers? What should these friends do throughout the day?
To be on connection duty is to awaken the group towards connection, that we need to feel ourselves as together, like cogwheels in a single system. That this system is moving in one direction, it's compelled to move in that direction, and that direction motivates the others, moves the others, and in the right direction, in the right goal, with the right spirit, you reach the right prayer to the Creator. That's how this mechanism works. And then from that, the Creator starts facing you, and he starts changing you and advancing you.
Tov, no. Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. So, if so, then we should be very happy about the ruin of the temple. Is that correct?
That's right. That's why Rabbi Akiva laughed and was joyful. That's why on the 9th of Av that we went through yesterday, that to start with, all of these things were already in the plan of the general structure of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, that all of the exile and the first destruction and the second destruction and this entire process until our very day, all of that needed to take place in order for us to reach today the end of correction.
So indeed, there is no bed, and it's all mechanisms that are meant to advance us.
Yes, that's how we need to position ourselves in the middle line, and we need to write. Like from bad to good, from left to right, in order to advance in the middle line. Our work is only to arrange good and bad and to direct it towards attaining the Creator, that there is no good or bad, everything is perfect.
Amen. Thank you, Rav.
Arba.
It's unclear if our work is to awaken the 10, and this means to awaken a deficiency. So what happens in the 10 is that the friends are awakened. Once again, we bring in the Creator into our work, but then seemingly we don't manage to awaken enough of a deficiency every time we get closer, but we don't stay.
I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand. We need to reach the true deficiency, that from the connection between us, in mutual bestowal, that we ask the Creator will give us bestowal, that will be in this mutual bestowal, and from this state of mutual bestowal that will connect ourselves to the system in mutual bestowal, that's considered like the cogwheels, that they're turning together with mutual agreement, and we, by that, will turn to the Creator. And from our connection, when we arrive to Him, we'll have a suitable vessel that He'll be revealed in us and be joyful for us.
But if the true deficiency is not revealed, that we truly are not able, we don't want it, like you said before, then how?
You will try that it will be revealed.
No, but I'm saying every time we try, we also turn to the Creator a little bit, but we don't get to that state where we truly have a complete, full deficiency and we need His help.
This
you still haven't developed a deficiency. You still have not tried to connect. You haven't encountered this that you don't want to connect, and that there's no choice on the other hand, that we must reach connection. And then we turn to the Creator out of lack of choice.
What is that point where on one hand we don't want, and on the other hand there's no choice? Where does that exist, where we both want, don't want, and there's no choice?
That we make an effort to perform what Kabbalists write to us, we reveal that we don't want to perform the actions of connection, on one hand. On the other hand, we all have learned in a group enough time to understand that the connection that is the correction of the vessel, of the broken vessel of Adam HaRishon, and we must perform this. And then we turn to the Creator because the desires are in His hand, His hands. By the lights, He reveals the desires. And then we request of Him to reveal in us a desire for connection, desire for correction, a desire for mutual bestowal, desire for Him. We need to turn to Him and request. We need to request on everything. Thus it's written on a person, I wish he prayed all day. Okay.
PT 31. Just like now, as we're engaged in scrutinies on the degree of speaking, why is someone who has already a lack to awaken friends, to care for them, for connection with the Creator, still needs pressures on the degree of still vegetative and animal?
Because everything comes from the inanimate. We need to awaken more and more and more desires of ours, that each one comes from the degree of the inanimate of his. Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. We went through the ruin. The lesson is very interesting. The question is like this, Rav. Does the personal correction, which can influence us to 20 years for some people, like you said, and the correction of the 10, the connection of the 10, are they in parallel? Is it the same work? Is it done in parallel?
Yes and no. I can't say more than that. Otherwise, you'll start to make calculations. And there's no room for that here. PT 10.
I heard that more than likely I am one of those people who's sitting here for over 20 years, and I'm not emphasizing the main problem, which is connection. My question is, where throughout the day and altogether in our life, where do I need to emphasize the connection and to help one another? Meaning, if we're not doing that, then where's the point that we're missing? Maybe help us not make this mistake again.
I advise you to read those same excerpts that we're learning now over the course of the day a few times until it will enter more and more into your heart and mind, and thus to do every day what we learned. And then you'll see how much it changes you. These are very unique, very nice excerpts, and they will influence you. Because to send you to go read articles, it's too much. In our days, everything has become more concentrated. So, do it in such a manner. Go over those same excerpts that we've learned. Not what we learned a few months ago. Those are also good, but so we don't confuse topics, it's worthwhile to begin with what we're learning now.
But where is the emphasizing of connection take place?
Connection, where it's expressed?
You said a very beautiful sentence. You said that we're sitting here for many years because we don't emphasize the main problem, which is connection between us.
because you don't talk about it enough. It all needs to be within the group, within discussions in the group. Let's take a break and go on to Zohar.
So we'll sing a song and move to the introduction to the Zohar.
Reuniendo nuestro clí, dibujando en conexión, ascendimos sin razón, como notas del amor, instrumentos del Creador. Nach kaf kesher ke meita, me'asat li notza. Mas love.